This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. The fundamental idea of this program is that there's a business and or economic angle to everything, up to and including color, the subject of an every now and then series we are doing, which lands today on the color red. Not just any red, though, a shade called Rosso Corsa, if I'm pronouncing that right. Italy uses it in international car races, has dating back to 1907, and a competition then to see if it was even possible to drive a car from what was then Peking to Paris. Cassia St. Clair tells the story in her book. It's called The Secret Lives of Color.
The race began, and very soon there were two cars that seemed like they might make it to Paris after all. The first was raced by an Italian prince called Prince Borghese, and he, being a proud Italian man, had insisted that his car was entirely made in Italy and was also allegedly painted bright poppy red. The second car was being raced by essentially a trickster. I don't think he'd even driven a car before, but had somehow managed to con his way into being given a car for free. It looked for a while like the confidence trickster might win, mostly, I think, because of the prince's arrogance. For example, while he was travelling through Russia, he heard that he had been invited to St. Petersburg to a dinner being given in his honour. And despite the fact that St. Petersburg was in fact some 1,000 miles out of his way, he decided to attend this dinner. So it looked like the confidence trickster might win. However, when he got over the border into France, he was arrested and held for a couple of days. Just long enough, as it turned out, for the Italian prince to win the race. After such a heroic win, the Italians grasped this bright red colour. It became their national racing colour and has been used pretty much ever since in all the kind of classic cars like the Ferraris and the Alfa Romeos have often been painted this brilliant scarlet colour.
Cassia St. Clair from her book, The Secret Lives of Color.